Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, broadcasting to you live from an undisclosed location in the Mile High City. Now, for your ears' pleasure, Michael Amadei and JT.
But write one or two indicative words for the future. But I advance a moment only to wheel and hurry back in the darkness. I am a man who, sauntering along without fully stopping, turns a casual look upon you and then averts his face, leaving it to you to prove and define it, expecting the main things from you.
Good evening. At this moment, you're joining a community of poets and writers from around the world who've come together to celebrate the written word, to celebrate the spoken word, and to just spend time with literary family. Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic, the January 18th, 2019 edition. I am one of your hosts, Michael Amadei. I'm here with my co-host, the man who keeps everything running. His toes are pushing all the important buttons, I'm told. Mr. JT, how are you, sir?
I'm all right. How are you?
Doing very, very well. Thank you. Thank you. And would you like to introduce the other host we have in the room, just as important? Last but not least?
Absolutely not least. She's awesome.
My wonderful wife.
He got in trouble before
I
the
did.
Show.
I did. I really did.
I'm not talking to you.
Okay.
Well, this won't be awkward or anything. So
they only sit across from each other.
JT, I swear you were 2 inches taller.
I was.
No, I was trying to see. I was trying to see if he actually is using his toes. He's got his slippers on. Well, did we get him pedals?
Yes. He's always improving the studio.
He's got it cut out.
It could be. Could be. Those are really useful. Okay, so we've got
silence.
A great show lined up. We have a reveal of our WPOM.
But I'm done.
The poets which we speak about during the month.
He who shall not be named.
Yes. Well, actually will be named later today.
At
we
some
also
point.
Yes, exactly. And we also have we have a little surprise coming up here a little bit later.
Yep.
And just a lot of great work from a lot of great people. This is something we look forward to every Friday. Let me ask this before we get into it. What did you guys do? How was your week? Was there anything interesting that happened this week that you want to share with our listeners? If not, it's okay.
I don't think I had anything. I mean, we got together on Wednesday night, mm-hmm. which we hadn't done for a while.
For a week.
Yeah.
No.
Prior to that, it's been a while. Mm-hmm. That's about it on my end that I can think of.
Okay. Very cool.
Jew? Christine?
I lost my coworker.
Oh, that's right.
She's going to weekends.
And I know Susan listens to this when she takes the bus into work.
That's
so,
right.
Missy.
It's going to be sad.
It's very sad. I'm going to be stuck in an office with the psych nurse.
That's
in my,
okay.
In my experience, people who work in the psych ward... work in the psych ward, not are in it, are actually the worst ones. I see The Exorcist 3. I'm more scared of the nurses than I am the actual. Okay.
Well, yeah, because they act like, oh, this is just normal.
Oh, it's totally fine.
Oh, her head spins
totally
all the time.
Totally fine. Well, then
we
again,
just,
I feel...
We just go up on her out of it.
She's
okay.
I feel as a teacher, especially with the young kids...
Yeah,
I excuse it. Like, oh, yeah, he just sits there and growls demonically. That's part of his thing. He just misses his mom.
Kid in the corner.
He just levitates when he's hungry. That's like,
he sleeps above his sheets. Four feet above his sheets.
Okay.
Wow, the wheels went off fast.
No, they were never on tonight. But it is going to be a great show. We are really looking forward to it. Now, before we get into anything else, I'm going to just I'm going to make an ask, if you have not already. If you want to support the show and you want to have a great time and be able to impress your friends and family as well, consider picking up a copy of the 2018 World Poetry Open Mic Anthology. It is a way that the poets here kind of rally to help fund the show. The money goes directly into paying for all the stuff associated, like the hosting and Mixler and all that stuff. So it is really, really appreciated. All your support is. And by the way, we've received a tremendous amount of support, more than we have, I think, any other anthology in the past so far. And so we want to say thank you to everyone who's done that as well.
And I'm going to throw out the weird question. Yes. Can I get the previous ones?
Absolutely.
Good.
You okay. Just go on the Google machine.
Yeah.
And then type in the Amazon machine.
Uh-huh.
And look up World Poetry Open Mic, and boom.
All of them?
You're going to have a good time.
Ooh.
Boom.
Boom.
Boom. And if you really want to have a good time, look up The Haiku Master by J.T. Do we put your last name in the title?
I think so.
J-A-Y-T-E-E.
You had to spell it like that, man.
You better believe it.
And then Gunter, right? G-U-N-T-E-R. Yep. Look that up. You will be treated to a book of mammoth proportions with itty-bitty poems.
That's right.
All I heard.
It's a great coffee table book.
It is. And occasionally, a great coffee table, depending on
your needs. Yeah.
That's very true.
And it's
got enough room for doodles.
And if you take it on a boat and it starts to sink, it could make a very handy flotation device.
That's why my parents bought it.
All right. And so thank you very much once again. We said that. Now, let me go into the rules before we go into the first call-in segment here. Number one, no hate speech. I don't care who you are. No hate speech. That's it. Number two. We try to skew PG-13 because we have, you know, children. Sometimes we have families that listen. We want to be able to stoke that that love of poetry, and we want this to be a safe place to do it. However, we're not censoring. We're not in the business of censoring people. So if it is art, we might lean back and not do so. However, if it gets a little gratuitous over the top, we just feel like it's be better suited for an After Dark segment. We do reserve the right to be able to jump in and suggest that. It's not a disrespect to you if we do. It's just us kind of managing the flow of the show, as is our job here. All right, number three, please be prepared. Have your poem ready when we come on. So I know people call in, you kind of hang out and wait. Just immediately get to trying to get your poem up if you've called in and you have a little bit of time. Otherwise, get it up as quickly as possible. Have it ready to go. Number four, please limit your work to no longer than 3 to 5 minutes. It's pretty easy to eyeball that and figure that out. And number five, we love your comments. We love your suggestions. However, if you see him on the air, how did I put it last week? JT and I, especially me, but I think, you know, ADDAF. So if you would be so kind as to send it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com or in the contact form on the website, that's the best way because I can actually take it to the meeting. We'll remember it. And we won't just suddenly be like, oh, good idea, squirrel, and then never talk about it again.
Additif?
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Sounds like a department store that once
existed. I was going to say, additif.
Yeah, I bought a scarf there once.
You have enough scarves.
Hashtag scarf life. Okay. So we are going to be taking five unique callers starting now. 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
No matter your gender.
No matter your religion.
No matter where you are from.
You have a voice that matters.
You have a poetic home here.
Free from judgment.
Free from hate.
Welcome to World Poetry Open Mic.
JT, living in the red with Josh Groban.
Yeah!
Yeah, man, that's your rebel music.
Woo!
Put on your pleather jacket, let your freak flag fly.
Oh, man.
That's a good name for a band. You should write it down.
All right. Anyway, actually, really good choices, man. And I know the people in the chat room really, really loved it.
Thank you.
As
until
well.
We showed back up.
More.
I don't know. I just can't forget. I just always remember when it rained, you know?
It's always red.
One person, hopefully one person knows Josh Groban enough to get that joke. Anyway, all right. Hey, you know what?
What?
I'm looking forward to this. I really am. Now, JT, what order are we doing stuff in? I'm looking at this list and I just completely need to pull something up. So stall. Everybody stall.
Stall?
Stall.
Stall. Stall.
Oh, gosh, I can't read that. I can read this, though.
Stall.
Let's see.
Just read something. Read something.
All right. Visit favorite.thatcompany.com for more details. For amusement purposes only.
Really
no prizes
I think
offered.
That's for, I think that's for
plus.
After dark.
No, no, it's okay. Right. No prizes offered. Right. Must be 13 plus years to participate.
Okay.
Message and data rates may apply. You will receive up to one automated reply text for each text you send.
He doesn't have an off button.
Stop to such and such a number.
JT.
Yeah.
Okay. That's fantastic.
You're supposed
amazing.
To text stop.
We're
you
good.
You told me to stall.
We are
I
good.
Didn't have anything.
No, that's it.
Okay.
You stalled.
All right. Did I? The whole show, right?
In many ways. Yes, no, thank you, sir. I appreciate that. All right. I actually had to open a whole other thing and kind of scramble here real quickly. So.
Stupid
it apes. Is time for us to unveil the secret identity
of, that
of
one
the
person.
One we know as the poet of one of 12 in 2019. The poet of the week that we announce, which is this week of the month. The poet of the month.
You are doing so well.
I know. All right, so these are the clues of the poet of the month for
See? I'm taking that button out of that.
I kind
of,
if I had a time machine, I know you could go back, do all kinds of things. I might just go back and punch myself in the face before suggesting.
So you want me to just sit here like this?
It's too late.
Well, because you still got to go through this.
The damage is done.
Yeah, you can do it again.
That's true. All right, here we go. Now, I'm going to quickly just read the six clues before
yes.
I announce who it is.
Yes.
So this is the clues from week one. Number one, Windy is the city of the big shoulders. Number two, these pretzels sure are marvelous. Number three, it's a good morning in America. And here's last week's clues. Ecstasy so reckless. Hey, big spender. Lays sublime at St. John Divine. And the identity of the POM is Carl Sandburg. I can really see
why
you're...
That was not...
Yeah, I can really see why you're married, honestly. And here we go. He was an American poet, writer, editor. He's won 3 Pulitzer Prizes, 2 for his poetry and 1 for the biography of Abraham Lincoln that he did. During his lifetime, Sandburg was widely regarded as a major figure in contemporary literature, especially for volumes of his collected verse, including Chicago Poems, Cornhuskers, and Smoke and Steel. He enjoyed unrivaled appeal as a poet in his day, perhaps because of the breadth of his experiences connected him with so many strands of American life. At his death in 1967, President Lyndon B. Johnson observed that Carl Sandburg was more than the voice of America, more than the poet of its strength and genius. He was America. So that is our POM of January 2019. Carl Sandburg is the poet of the month. All right. Now,
does that mean we don't have to hear that again until like February?
Until we do another poet of the month, you won't have to hear it again. All right. JT is on his A game tonight. That hurt, by the way.
Well, that's what you get. I told you I was going to sit right here.
With ears that big, though, it's kind of a weird pain tolerance thing. Okay, here we go. Now, this is a submission sent to us from Don Hagelberg. This is called Blues of the Kalevala.
Here we go. Strung across the barbed wire of the border in Karelia, to be older than solid Finnish rock, the hard his story of a hero chips a place in starved space as well as with the decaying tick of radioactivity, sung in memorable lines, the flow of which gleams and garuns. Translated into English, the text whistles to provoke the dark. In Finnish, the line shoots sparks wall for those who listen with English ears. The song kills with laughter and ridicule. The English hear, fartlessly. Their ears outnumber the Finns, dumbly. Forget the words. Mikis Thurakis walks, singing off-key. Tunes he composed jumping from Rebetika, or, as a polite say, Rimbetika. He sings blue blood. The sky flows dry blue. My mood broods blue. Blue is the sea, weeping in true character. The audience coughs at the stage, invisible laughing gas dictating the lion's roar inside their caged response to inhale I-N-G-S. And that was Blues of the Kalevala from Don as Tuono Hegelberg. Don, thank you very much. I'm sure there are some mispronunciations in there. There's some of those tricky, tricky names there. Those are Finnish names. Man.
That's why he sent it to you, just to see if
you know what? I know people have done that in the past, to be honest with you. But Don, thank you. That was a beautiful piece. If you want to be like Don, send something in. You're more than welcome to. There's only two ways to officially do it. Send it to worldpoetryopenmic@gmail.com with a submission for show in the subject line, or you can send it to the contact form on worldpoetryopenmic.net and just indicate that the submission is there for the show. All right. We ready, JT?
We're ready.
You ready to head in? Okay, here we go. We're going to travel to a majestic place, a place where large dewdrops of chocolate just form in a place called Hershey. We're going to go to Pennsylvania. We're going to talk to Jim. Right. Hello, Jim. How are you, sir?
I am doing fine. Survived the snow, and I'm going to survive the snow that's coming.
Wonderful. Wonderful. We're happy to hear that. Is it pretty rough over there?
Not yet. Well, we had a little snow this morning. Well, last night through this morning, and then subsided, but we have another storm coming later tonight or tomorrow, the last through almost till Monday.
Wow. Well, we're thinking about you. We had a minor snowstorm out here today, but it's nothing compared to what's headed your way. So we are thinking about you guys and hope it all hope you guys all stay warm and safe.
Thank you. Yes, we've heard the jokes about it on Facebook. The snow shark. Snowstorm shark. Yes, it is.
Jim, I dare you, if this happens, I would love for you to have a video taken of you outside just screaming Snowpocalypse 2019.
Yeah, his neighbors would just be sitting there going, oh, Jim's at it again.
Jim, every year? Really? Okay, yeah. All right, what do you have for us?
Well, I was going to do something on my own. I was debating whether Daphne versus Velma or poetry like Prom Night Sex, but you revealed the poet of the month, and I have one of his I really like.
Beautiful.
So I'm going to read that. It's Grass. Pile the bodies high at Austerlitz and Waterloo. Shovel them under, let me work. I am the grass, I cover all. And pile them high at Gettysburg, and pile them high at Ypres and Verdun. Shovel them under and let me work. 2 years, 10 years, and passengers ask the conductor, what place is this? Where are we now? I am the grass. Let me work. End of poem.
I am the grass. Let me work. Carl Sandburg. Man, Jim, great choice, and I'm glad this was the first introduction that maybe some of the poets have actually really had to knowing his work or hearing his work. I think that's a great one to start out with.
Well, thank you. When he said that, it was like, that was the first thing that came to mind.
Yeah, that's great. Love to hear that. Love to hear that. All right. Hey, Jim, we missed you, man. We got a surprise for you later, so make sure you stick around, okay?
Okay, I will.
All right. JT has forced me.
I don't have breakfast tomorrow morning, so.
Okay. Well, we won't do it too late. It'll be towards the end of the second segment, okay?
Okay. Well, I have off tomorrow, so I could be here all night.
Woohoo!
Talk manly stories in the morning.
Never mind. We're just going to settle in. If you only have one listener, they tell you. All right. Thank you, Jim. We'll talk to you during the return engagement, hopefully.
All right.
All right. Talk to you then. And that was Jim calling from the land of enchantment, Pennsylvania.
That's right.
I didn't know
Pennsylvania was enchanting.
Of course it is.
Of course it's enchanting.
Only when you're that high on that much chocolate.
I'm going to say that the whole high thing, that tends to be a joke about over here. You know, where
we're not alone anymore.
But I am here in the land of the Rocky Mountain High, which could explain why I also think Ohio is the land of enchantment. And we're going to Mama Oladeji.
But I am here in the land of the Rocky Mountain High, which could explain why I also think Ohio is the land of enchantment. And we're going to Mama Oladeji.
Hello, Mama.
Hello.
How are you?
I am facing a snowstorm. It's coming.
Yes.
It's coming. The snowpocalypse, is that what he said?
Yeah, we need a wall. I'm sorry. Everybody needs to stop talking about building stuff. Okay.
Hey,
Michael,
you
want to build a snowman?
Yes.
Okay. No, I'm going to get water and provisions and hide out until it's over.
Good. Good for you.
I got to save myself. Save yourself. Apocalypse is coming. It's a great name for it.
It is, isn't it? Okay, I wish I could take credit for it, but I can't.
I'm alive now. Okay. So the name of this poem, prose, story, whatever, is called Alive. And how do I know? And just think about it. How do you really know you're alive? You know, I just think it's the little thing. So that's what this poem is about. Pay attention, boys and girls. Mama's going to teach you how to know that you're alive. I knew I was alive. Not from the pain of giving birth, and not from the excruciating, reoccurring toothache. Sometimes it's things like that makes you call on death. I knew I was alive, though I did not feel alive. I felt no pulse, like when I was kidnapped. Nor the day she stabbed and killed my brother, not when they sentenced my black male child for trying to be a hero. Somehow, I knew I was alive because of the little insignificant things that opened my eyes, such as sudden robotic moves or a glimpse of the mundane. Things like this made me aware of the illusions in and where real life begins. See, more times than not, the heavy loads are too painful to digest, so I focus on the insignificant. Like when the man pushed his glasses up on his nose, but not when the weather was below zero and cold. I knew one day the tragedies would cease, and that feeling of living would increase, and that one day, in spite of all the pitfalls and stumbling blocks, I finally realized that I was alive. Like you, you know things like when you see a man push his glasses up on his nose, you're alive. I knew I was alive when I saw the woman eating cheeseless Cheetos. That's a clue. One day, light flashed a warning button alerting me that this life is real. Yet there were no rules attached. See, life is complicated without rules, and even with rules, life is still an unfair game, a complicated game of chance. I made two babies. I laughed as much as I could without appearing insane. I sat through a few movies, and I read what I wanted to read, only when I wanted to read, because I was busy writing a bunch of poems, and I wanted to dance every day. And the only sacrifice I made was sometimes I wouldn't let myself dance. I wanted to leave right after the dancing stopped, but sometimes I'd leave early. Still, I knew I was living. I was living. I was a living being. When I saw how I stayed on the minds of the babies never forgot me. When I went back home after years of being away, the child ran toward me. He had on training pants. He could not have been any more than three or a bit more than four. He ran up to me. I had been gone for a long time, but he was gleefully greeting me. How could he be greeting me? How could he remember me? He was only 1 year old when I left town. Another kid ran over to help me, but he charged me $2. I said to him, "I thought you were helping me from your heart." "I am," he said, "but I still need $2. That was real. The only thing acting up on my computer is the software that keeps my computer from acting up. I knew I was alive. When I saw him, you know, the man pushing his glasses up on his nose. It was then that I knew I was alive. This must have been my test. A child asked for $2 to help me from his heart. My maintenance software opens to error messages. Man pushes glasses up on his nose incidentally. It was at these crucial points I now know that my life was not an illusion, but that is how I know I am alive. How about you? In peace.
Lovely, lovely mama. Really strong. You just followed Carl Sandburg and it was strong. I mean, that says something. Way to go.
Oh, wow. Thank you.
Yeah. Mama, we appreciate it. We appreciate you. And, you know, we love that you're spending some time with us here before that snowstorm hits. But like I said to Jim, we're going to be thinking about you as well and hoping that you're staying warm and safe.
Thank you. I'm about to run out, but I'm going to tune in from my car. Not from the radio, but from my phone. So
sure.
I'll be listening.
All right. Sounds good. We'll talk to you soon. And that was Mama Oladeji preparing for snowpocalypse.
2019.
If you keep saying that, he's going to come up with a sound effect.
No,
he doesn't have a sound effect for it. On the other hand, I might come up with one. Actually, you have one?
Oh, shoot.
JT. Taya! You sure you don't have another one? Snowpocalypse 2019. That's perfect. It's got hints of Alfred Packard in there. Okay. Now, speaking of Alfred Packard, actually it has nothing to do with this next place we're going. Let's go to Alabama to visit Stan. Hello, Stan. How are you, sir?
Hello.
Hello, Stan. How's it going?
It's going, gentlemen.
Snowpocalypse,
huh?
Snowpocalypse, apparently. I don't remember where I got that term from. Do you remember? I think...
Our news.
No, you know what it was? It was back after when New Orleans had a snowstorm after Katrina.
That's right. Yeah.
And they were making a huge, and The Onion started making fun of it, calling it Snowpocalypse 2019. It was like a couple inches of snow or something. Anyway.
Oh, God. Hey, you know, you guys, you live in a place where snow is a part of it.
Yeah.
You're there. It's a part of your world. You ought to see the circus that happens up here in Alabama when they get 2 inches.
I completely
understand. Oh, everything shuts down.
Wild. It is wild, man. It is.
I've kind of been interested to see that sometime. Now, is it just that no one's used to the snow, or is it for some reason humidity and all that makes it worse?
No, it's not worse snow or anything. In fact, more times than not, we're happy to see snow.
Okay.
Because more times than not, if we do get that kind of weather, it's ice.
Good point. Yeah.
And that's reason, though. I mean, the ice is the nasty. I'm fine with snow. It's the ice I hate out here.
You know, and as far as, like, people talk about comparing intelligence, okay, California has earthquakes.
Right.
Alabama will get tornadoes. California puts their gas, phones, and electrical lines underground. Alabama still has them on poles.
Fair enough.
Just rip those things right on out and whip them around.
Yeah.
That's perfect.
Imagine that you have an earthquake, you need an excavator to fix a power line. Oh. You know, and we get a good breeze out here, and it's good night all.
Yeah. I think Tesla was really onto something. I just like the gigantic currents of electricity flying through the air. What are you going to do? No wires.
There you go.
All right, so Stan, what do you got for us?
Well, actually, this is a pretty much a conflagration of four different influences. From the garden, Deepa Chandran Rams gave two really great words, umbriferous and clepsydra. And umbriferous is supposed to be something that is shade or shady, going to shade or shady. And clepsydra is actually a timing device using water. You guys there?
Yeah, we were just listening with stuff turned off. Sorry about that.
Oh, okay. And then a gentleman by the name of David Thorpe gave a quote from Dickens that was used.
Lovely.
Nyla had a title prompt, which is, it's not for. And then you gentlemen came up with the poetic form of the month, the ghazal.
Yeah, wonderful.
So I just mushed them all together.
That sounds great. Awesome.
And this is, it's not for. It's not for us to be uniform visage, physical monotones, but as one of a kind in a myriad of dimensions, stand alone. It's not for us, even in union, joined in love's sweet infusion, to lose self-identities, souls of all eccentricities, stand alone. It's not for our lives to adhere to same schedule as the ending nears. Lifetimes flow varied, clepsydras reached. Departures differ, each alone. It's not for me pompous, uncouth, to declare an absolute as truth. Visions ubriferous, varied used, each perceive their own truths. Stand alone. It's not for us as free-willed humans to follow sheep-like to commands. Seek our soul's paths dutifully, while unique, beautifully, stand alone. In peace.
So, really, really solid piece, and as always, the presentation spot on.
Oh, thank you, sir.
Hey.
That was a fun form to work with.
It was, wasn't it? I looked through a bunch of them. I thought that one just looked like a lot of fun and a bit of a challenge, you know?
Oh, yeah. Well, like in the having the first two couplets rhyme,
Yeah.
You know, but that ending rhyme in that first couplet having to be the refrain that you follow through at the end of each one, that was fun. And, of course, me being me, I went ahead and took the title and made it the starting refrain of every couplet.
Yep, why not?
Right. And then I just inserted the internal rhyme. And the thing that really got me was when I was reading it, I thought, oh, I got this. And then I read, and each line must be equal, which means the exact same syllable count. That's where it got fun.
Ah, I see. Okay. Yeah.
Yeah. But I'll tell you what, I loved it. I loved doing it, too.
Fantastic. Fantastic, man. Fantastic. Stan, loved the piece. Yes, so happy you use that form. And we love what you guys do there in the garden. So thank you.
Oh, well, thank you. And on to the next.
Thank you, sir. We'll talk to you during the return engagement.
Absolutely.
And that was Stan Collin from Alabama, as always, bringing just the warmth, the great performance, and, of course, the sense of humor, which we always really, really enjoy. Now, JT, this next call is a little awkward, man.
Yeah?
It's on its side.
Dennis is usually the number one spot here.
Yeah.
But I think he's being generous.
I think so, too.
So, good evening, Dennis.
Oh, good evening. Hey, it's Friday night. Whoopee.
Woohoo. How are you?
I'm doing well. Yeah.
Wonderful.
Getting ready for the snow apocalypse.
Yeah. So, I mean, how much snow is there supposed to be out towards you?
Well, they said for tomorrow only about 5 inches, but it's going to get more after that.
Wow. Well, like I said before, you know, but to you
as
well.
That's a dusting for you guys.
Well, you know, I mean, when people do eventually come out here and realize that we travel everywhere in snowshoes and with you know, with teams of huskies, you know, it suddenly gives everybody a real perspective.
I know. What a bunch of whiners we are. Stop that right now.
Hey, man.
I think I'm going to move to Arizona.
See, that's an idea. At least you won't have to kill a polar bear on the way to wherever you're going, you know.
Yes.
All right. So on the night before snow hits, what do you have for us?
Okay. I wanted to make mention that the world lost a wonderful poet just yesterday. Mary Oliver passed away. She was a Pulitzer Prize winning poet, beloved for her poems about nature and animal life. Her poems explored the link between nature and the spiritual world. And what a loss. She, when I think of nature poetry, I think of Mary Oliver. And what a great poet. And so I thought I would read one of her poems tonight. And the poem I'm going to read, the title is Catbird by Mary Oliver. He picks his pond in the soft thicket of his world. He bids his lady come, and she does, flirting with her tail. He begins early and makes up his song as he goes. He does not enter a house at night or when it rains. He is not afraid of the wind, though he is cautious. He watches the snake, that stripe of black fire, until it flows away. He watches the hawk with her sharpest shins aloft in the high tree. He keeps his prayer under his tongue. In his whole life, he has never missed the rising of the sun. He dislikes snow. But a few raisins given him the greatest delight. He sits in the forelock of the lilac, or he struts in its shadow. He is neither the rare plover or the brilliant bunting, but as common as the grass. His black cap gives him a jaunty look, for which we humans have learned to tilt our caps in envy. When he is not singing, he is listening. Neither have I ever seen him with his eyes closed, though he may be looking at nothing more than a cloud. It brings to his mind several dozen new remarks. From one branch to another, or across the path, he dazzles with flight. Since I see him every morning, I have rewarded myself with the pleasure of thinking that he knows me. Yet, never once has he answered my nod. He seems, in fact, to find me a kind of humor. I am so vast, uncertain, and strange. I am the one who comes and goes, and who knows why? Will I ever understand him? Certainly, he will never understand me or the world I come from, for he will never sing for the kingdom of dollars, for he will never grow pockets in his gray wings. End of poem, a poem by Mary Oliver. May she rest in peace.
May she rest in peace. Dennis, thanks for reading that and kind of providing a bit of a memorial for her. You know, it's interesting when poets leave us. You know, I think it's up to the people who remain to keep their work alive. I think that's something you were doing here.
And she has so many good books and poetry, and she has set the standard for really great poetry, nature poetry. But there's a lot more than just nature involved in her work. So she is worth exploring and investigating and reading and cherishing.
Wow. Yeah. Well, Dennis, thank you very much. Much appreciated. And we hope that we'll hear you during the return engagement.
I'll see what I can do. No promises, but I'll see what I can do.
That is just fair. Fair enough. Fair enough. All right.
So I'll step aside and let the next poet step up to the mic, and I'll say, God bless.
God bless, Dennis.
God bless. And that was Dennis calling from Michigan. I think everybody... It was a great poem. I think everybody, well, all but two of the people, including the submission of the people that I've read, I think are bracing for snow impact. Here's someone I'm sure is not, but I could be wrong, but I think she's not. Let's go now to Mary in Arizona. Hey, Mary, if you can hear us, we can't hear you. You need to call us back. Sorry about that.
Wow.
It's getting worse.
Huh.
What do you think? I always assume life's always getting worse, JT.
Oh.
Until I eat a sandwich, and then I think for a moment it's perfect.
Well, good, because it should be perfect.
Until I get hungry again, and then it's terrible again.
Terrible again? All right. Well, here's Mary.
Hello, Mary.
Hi. He wants to come up here. While I look around for my possibilities, I was so hard to see. Look around, leaves are brown, and the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Hear the Salvation Army men down by the riverside, found a deep river, and then what you got planned? Carry your cup in your head. Look around, leaves are brown, the sky is a hazy shade of winter. Well, hang on to your hopes, but wait. Well, that's an easy thing to say, but if your hopes pass away, then you pretend that you can do nothing. Look around, the grass is high, the seeds are bright, it's the springtime of my life. exchange with the scenery. Leaving time in a tapestry. Won't you stop and remember me? Finally, we meet. Funny how my memory seems fine. Looking over manuscripts, unpublished poems, thinking hard on the lines. Beneath that brown sky is a hazy stain of winter. Look around, leaves are brown. There's a patch of snow on the ground. Look around, leaves are brown. There's a patch of snow on the ground.
Yeah, that's it.
Thank you, Mary. It was beautiful.
So that was my week. How was everybody else?
That sounds like a good week. It's been a week of music. It's been a week of podcasting and trying to get kids wrapped up for the end of the quarter here, and finished.
Busy on good things.
All good things.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Isn't that good?
It is.
Well, on to good things. And the next segment, then.
Thank you, Mary.
I had a week of growth.
Okay.
A week of growth, winter growth, summer growth. I'm out in public now. It's a little unnerving.
Sure.
But how can I not complain? Am I up to the task? Oh, gee, am I in seventh grade? Are the braces on? Is my braid straight? That's my question. That's really my only question.
I think we're still asking that question about ourselves as well. I mean, that's the thing I try to tell everybody is you think everyone's looking at you, but the truth is everyone's too worried about themselves to actually be looking at you.
Yeah, as much as I see that, as much as I see everybody's all got their little hats and they're doing their acts, it still doesn't make me feel better.
Hey, fair enough.
Okay. Thank you, guys, all of these lovely poets and Sandberg.
Mm-hmm. Thank you.
Good choice.
All right.
Yeah.
Talk to you soon. And that was Mary calling and performing a lovely song for us from Arizona. All right, JT. All right, everybody.
Okay.
All right, bless us as we gird up our loins and head into the second segment. 720-240-9766.
That's 720-240-9766.
We need five unique callers. I know. I'm sorry. I was planning. I know, right? World Poetry Open Mic as a Skype ID. Christine, I know that as an American, you celebrate Thanksgiving.
Yes.
What would I have to do to be able to celebrate Thanksgiving?
Get a turkey.
Check. Next thing.
Potatoes.
Potatoes. Well, I've got Ireland. I can take them easily. What else?
You're going to take the whole Ireland for potatoes?
Well, we did in the past. World Poetry Open Mic, the great potato famine of the internet, coming at you each Friday. My grandfather is turning over in his grave.
That was definitely one of those moments where JT just had record.
Yep.
Oh, boy.
Irish potato famine jokes. I feel like it still might be too soon.
Yeah,
but I'm not positive.
I don't know. I don't think it's that soon.
I got another one.
Okay.
Oh, we have more.
You ready?
So we got some actual sponsors this.
Yeah, you ready?
I'm excited. Okay, let's do it.
Okay, hang on.
Word from our sponsor. And now, a word from our sponsor.
Tuckus.
Good stuff. I'm starting to get this. I'm starting to like it. Yeah.
The word from our sponsors.
Yeah.
Have you ever heard of the word? I've got a word.
Yeah.
Literalism. Have you ever heard of that before?
Literally, no.
Okay. All right. Let's move on then.
Okay.
Screw it. Let's go with it.
All right.
Okay.
You guys love me.
No, absolutely. Absolutely. We're very happy you're here. This is great. This is great.
Uh-huh.
Let's go to Connecticut
for your sarcasm.
And speak to Barbara.
No, absolutely. Absolutely.
Hello, Barbara.
Hello, Michael.
Good evening.
Good evening to you. We were supposed to have the snow, but it's moving north. So they're thinking it might not be snow, but it could be like an ice storm.
That's even worse.
I know, but I'm not going to think about it because we have to go to the theater tomorrow and we're going to see Merrily We Roll Along, the new version.
Okay, yeah.
It's cool. And Sarah's been waiting all week to see what the weather is like. She's on bated breath because this is her like birthday celebration. So she's hoping that it won't be too bad.
Yeah, of course. Hope not.
I hope not. Anyway, I also did a poem this week about umbriferous and clepsydra. And here goes. The clepsydra moves. We never think about the clepsydra tolling the minutes of life as we go about our daily activities, blind to the passing of time, and yet acquiescing the result of it. In everyday existence, the clepsydra remains in the background as water slowly trickles through the moments, and we are covered by the umbriferous protection of our minds as we shoo away the pain of counting those minutes. Though they are counted by the millisecond, our pains and struggles fill up the day so much, we rarely think of how much time we spend agonizing over lost moments and filling them with useless and unnecessary agonies that would be better spent enjoying and appreciating them, as they will flow away soon, and we will be caught, as all are eventually, in the vast river of death. As the clepsydra ticks away the moments, wouldn't it be wonderful if we could be as the umbriferous trees and stand in our roots secure where we are, nourishing ourselves with the nutrients of the soil between our feet, and glorying in the flowering of our branches as they flourish from the feeding? Yet many decide to uproot and find another place where they can plant their life and find the joy no longer available in their first setting. And wouldn't it be great if we were like trees and could stay in that one spot until our flotsam and jetsam no longer flowed? But there is that clepsydra always in the background, and we are not as umbriferous as trees, for we cannot ward off all dangers, though trees too must fear the wind and the rain, for their branches are brittle and fly away in the storm. Just as trees send their seeds, we are the offspring of our family. We are the leaves on the family tree. Life, like it does to all leaves, eventually ages us, and we hang there, first having our autumn golden and dancing in the sunlight, until, as leaves will do, we fall to the inevitable demise, a once verdant leaf floating down the river. End poem.
I enjoyed that very much, Barbara. Now, what were the two words again?
Umbriferous and clepsydra.
All right. If I get two dogs, I'm going to name them that.
to be a shadow or to shadow someone. And clepsydra is that clock, that water goes through.
Oh, okay.
Old-fashioned water clocks.
Yeah, okay. Barbara? I know we'll talk probably during the return engagement, but thank you so much.
Yes, we will, Michael. Yes, we will.
Perfect.
And thank you, and I'll talk to you later.
All right, we'll talk to you then.
Bye-bye.
Thank you, Barbara. And that was Barbara Kahn from Connecticut, hoping that she doesn't have too much snow coming to disrupt her plans tomorrow.
She has ice.
We don't want an ice storm.
No.
Well, it depends. If you put your whiskey glasses out there.
It's true.
Well, that'd be interesting.
Yeah.
Then you'd have ice in your whiskey glass.
And then fresh
ice in your whiskey glass. Fresh from the sky.
Sorry, I couldn't help myself. I was just one of just...
This ice is even better than normal ice.
It's from the sky.
It's from the sky.
Technically, all is from the...
Don't go there.
Hey, wait, what?
Oh, don't worry about that. Time is time is a loop. Moving on.
Okay.
All right, we're going to go now
the door is
to Eric the Franz from Texas. Hello, Eric. How's it going?
Hello, Michael. How you doing?
Doing well. Doing well. Good to hear your voice.
Yeah, it's been a while. Good to hear you guys, too. Sorry.
That's okay.
I told JT earlier I needed a break. I took a break from Speakeasy Cafe.
Sure.
And really, I took a break of everything. So
sometimes you need to.
I wasn't doing live open mic nights either.
All right.
Or in what I call in person, but it's the same difference. But I'm doing a lot better. I'm working with my dad again, and nice. I'm trying to get back on my feet. I finally got a car, but it's not legal to drive yet.
Well, you're in Texas, right? I mean, so that's kind of like a.
Yeah.
I'm playing around.
That's
here.
Right. Yeah, I need to buy a horse, man. That's
no, you're in Texas. Just drive the car and then have a sign on the back that says "No taxation without representation." We should be all good. I know.
Yeah.
I thought I called that on Texas. Like, I actually agree with it. Anyway, all right.
You dress up like a Native American too, huh?
Well, no, I wouldn't do that. Yeah. I got to be honest with that. I wouldn't do that.
Party and throw tea at the cops.
Well, no, I don't throw tea. I don't throw tea at people. That stuff's good. That stuff's useful.
No, I'm joking.
No,
but,
I'm not.
I wouldn't do that. I don't do that. But no, I'm doing all right. I just needed a break, and so I finally broke my silence to myself and everybody else. So
well, we're happy to have you back, man.
I just made it in my me time. So
sure.
Thanks. I'm glad to be back.
Absolutely,
glad you guys are doing good.
We are. What do you have for us? Did you bring something?
Yeah, I did, actually. So
awesome.
It's called Fight Whomever. Hang on a second. That's a weird title. So Fight Whomever, however they would fight you. So, of course, it's radical, and of course, because that's what I am. But it's not politically incorrect or anything like that. So, you guys ready?
We are.
All right. Fight whomever, however, they would fight you. Fight fascism like fascists. Fight terrorism like a terrorist. Fight feminism like a feminist. Fight matriarchies like a matriarch. Fight patriarchies like a patriarch. I'm going to censor that line. Fight communism like a communist. Fight authoritarianism like an authoritarian dictator. Fight totalitarianism like a totalitarian dictator. Fight Marxism like a Marxist. Fight socialism like a socialist. Fight liberalism like a liberal. Fight republicanism like a Republican. Fight conservatism like a conservative. Fight democratism like a Democrat. Fight anarchy like an anarchist. Fight voluntarism like a voluntarist. Fight monarchy like a monarch. Fight oligarchy like a oligarch. Fight feudalism like a feudalist king. Fight aristocracy like an aristocrat. Fight of absolutism like an absolutist. Fight capitalism like a capitalist. Fight dictatorship like a dictator. Fight for egalitarianism like an egalitarian. Fight imperialism like an imperialist. Fight Maoism like Mao. Fight for populism like a populist. Fight Trotskyism like a Trotskyist or ist. Fight for liberty, like a freedom fighter. Fight for equality, like an equalist. Fight authority, like an anti-authoritarian. Fight hierarchies, like a hierarch. Fight theocracy, like a theocratic ruler. fight nationalism like a nationalist, fight supremacy like a supremacist, fight racism like a racist, fight bigotry like a bigot, fight prejudices like a prejudiced person, fight sexism like a sexist, fight ageism like an ageist, fight classism like a classist, fight extremism like an extremist, fight pacifism like a pacifist, fight environmentalism like an environmentalist, fight for or against whatever political ism and or archy, fight for or against whomever you want to fight, just like they are fighting you. That's the end piece.
Very, very nice, Eric. It's been great to hear your voice again, man.
Well, thank you so much. I'm glad you like it. I'm actually working on poems that I probably can't read on your show, but I can tell you about them real quick. So that was really inspired by a response to Antifia, actually. But I had written another poem called Today's Fascism. And I had actually read an interesting book. It's called The Doctrine of Fascism by Benito Mussolini and Giovanni Gentile, the makers of Italian fascism.
That's it. Yeah, interesting, man. Mussolini was a very, very strange and unique personality in history.
Yes, he was. And yes, indeed. Anyway, so I'm writing religious or zombified religious cult leaders is my newest book that I'm working on.
All right.
And I'm going to the extreme. Of course, I have key prophets and aesthetics so far, but then I'm going even further to the disciples and apostles. And I will be doing the predecessors of the Protestant Reformation. I'll be doing the key players in the Protestant Reformation. And I will be doing the Christian or the Catholic Crusaders. And I might be doing each of the Catholic popes from the beginning. And I might find the founders of the Catholic Church, which I haven't found yet. But I'm doing a lot of research, and what I'm doing in each poem, yeah, it's silly and funny and it's horror and, you know, sacrilegious and irreligious and blasphemous and heretical, but I am putting a little truth in their bio in one stanza. So sometimes the bio part is, well, each bio part is at the second stanza to the last, but I'm actually putting their what I have found out about them. So I have a long endeavor, and I'm doing different religions too.
You got your work cut out for you, man.
Christianity.
Yeah.
So right now I'm doing Christianity, and I have Buddhism and Taoism and so on and so forth. So yeah.
Very nice, man. Well, hey, we're going to get, we need to get moving into the next part here, but are you going to be calling during the return engagement, you think?
Yeah, I definitely am. Yeah, and thanks so much for having me again.
Oh, you got it, man.
I got something I'll find to read to.
Beautiful. So, beautiful. Looking forward
again,
to it.
And thanks for the platform, and I'll be on the return.
Sounds great. Engagement. Sounds great.
All right,
we'll talk to you then. Thank you.
All right, thanks.
Bye. And that was Eric in Texas. All right. Now, JT, we have something special we're supposed to be doing, but here's the thing. I need a second.
Yeah?
Because this thing goes out of tune.
Oh, that's right.
And I haven't been able to tune it. So can you either stall or do something? Maybe you don't have to read something.
Oh,
maybe
okay.
You guys have a conversation. That argument you were having earlier,
yeah.
That's totally fine to air on.
Yeah. Just air that.
If you want to just do that, feel free.
Sure.
I'm just going to tune, and I'm going to tune quickly to try to save you if that's what you guys decide.
Do you want the tune to switch in your
no,
ear?
No.
You
I'm
sure?
just going to pull the headphones down.
All right.
Okay, ready?
Sure. Sure.
And bring up the past.
Okay. So remember when I said that I was actually, I don't know. Did you have a good week?
Yeah.
Did you have a good day off?
Yeah, before? I did.
Okay.
Got my hair done.
Yeah, you did. It looks really good.
I got about like 2 inches.
2 inches? That's not too bad.
No. Not with the length of hair I have.
That's true. It's very true.
Most people freak out at 2 inches losing.
No. Nothing exciting happened at work today. I'm sorry to say. I hate stalling like this.
Well, you know, what's amazing is he thinks that we're not going to talk about him.
No, he knows.
I mean, come on. There was that, you know, that issue that he had with the rear.
That's true.
I don't know if it was his Defender or his Levi's.
I've done it. Guess what I've done? Invented a light that plugs into the sun. The sun is bright enough, the bulb is strong enough, but oh, there's only one thing wrong. The cord ain't long enough.
Uh-oh, he broke out the guy.
Shell.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Silverstein.
Well, it works. It fills in, you know.
Fills in what?
Gaps.
Gaps. So does Botox.
Does that? Is that what it does? I thought it was just... Oh, you ready?
Oh.
I am. Sorry about that, everybody.
That's all right.
All right. So, here we go. This is something...
Really, really exciting conversation.
Yeah. Well, I appreciate you guys doing that. Thank you.
Okay. Hang on. You ready?
Yes. Okay, everybody. Clinch. Yep.
Okay.
Jim.
You can release now. You're right.
Jim, JT forced me to do this. That this is for you. We were going to do it, what was it, last week?
Last week.
But since you weren't here, we decided to do it this week. Here we go. Lavender blue, dilly dilly, lavender green. When I am king, dilly dilly, you shall be queen. Who told you so, dilly dilly, who told you so? 'Twas mine own heart, dilly dilly, that told me so. Call up your men, dilly dilly, set them to work. Some with the rake, dilly dilly, some with the fork. Some to make hay, dilly dilly, some to thresh corn. Whilst you and I, dilly dilly, keep ourselves warm. If you should die, dilly dilly, as it may have, you shall be buried, dilly dilly, under the tap. Who told you so, dilly dilly, pray tell me why, that you might drink, dilly dilly, when you are dry. Lavender's blue, dilly dilly, lavender's green. Why am I singing this? Just blame JT. Who told you so, dilly dilly, who told you so? Because a marketing agency told you so, and it's not a thing.
I like that.
Thank you very much. Thank
it's
you.
It's a thing.
It's just a...
It's one of those.
Yeah. Although, yeah. Strangely enough,
yes.
I would love to see why a purveyor of dill pickles has never used this song.
Vlasic would have been incredible.
Vlasic, you know? Yeah. This sandwich sucks, dilly dilly. This sandwich sucks. What would make it better, dilly dilly?
Yeah.
See what I'm saying?
Yeah.
It would totally. Work. I mean, that not totally. The pentameter is screwed up there, but you get my point.
Yes. Yes.
All right. Is there anything else you want me to do while I'm here? Anything else, Christine? Anything you're thinking about?
No.
I think it's okay.
You're like, no.
No.
Unless you know one off the cuff.
Well, I know lots of them, but, you know, I'm just trying to get a suggestion here. Anybody in the chat room have any ideas? And I might not know any of these songs. I might be setting myself up for a complete idiotic, you know.
I was good. Well, there's The Dreamer.
The Dreamer.
From Garth Brooks.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I think I would want to kind of do that one a bit more. I'm going to give this like 10 more seconds, and if I don't figure it out, we're moving on.
Okay.
This is good radio.
Somewhere.
I like what Jim said. Rainbow. Well, it's kind of a big deal. Ba-dum-bum.
Oh, wordplay for a poet.
Yeah. Go figure.
King of the Road.
Oh, that's a good one. Huh.
Phantom of the Opera.
Or do the one you did on Barbara's show, apparently.
I don't think I did one on Barbara's show.
Uh-oh.
Barbara, which one did I do on your show? All right, I've got one I'm going to do.
Okay.
You got one?
Yeah.
All right.
Now, I'm not going to do it like for the person it was for, written for.
Oh, okay.
But this was written by... some of the members of U2 for Willie Nelson. I'm not doing it like it's for Willie Nelson.
I understand. Wow.
Yeah.
It's crazy.
Here we go. My love is cruel as the night. She steals the sun, shuts down the lights. All of my colors, they turn to blue on you. Slow dancing, slow dancing. She took me slow. True heart, I saw her coming right from the start. She picked me up, had me down on my knees, just begging her, please take me slow. In his woman's eyes. Now I don't know why a man sees the truth but needs the lie. My love is restless as the wind. She moves like a shadow across my skin. Left with my conscience, I don't want it back. It just gets in the way. You're slow dancing, slow dancing, slow, slow dancing all night long. Slow.
right, everybody. Thank you for indulging that. So now we're going to head into the return engagement segment. That means anybody who wants to call back in, anybody who wants to call for the first time, you're more than welcome to 720-240-9766.
At 720-240-9766.
Or Skype ID World Poetry Open Mic.
This is Draven from The Silent Still, and you're listening to World Poetry Open Mic.
Of course you're going to play that piece before Draven comes on. On a night he can't hear it because he's in Texas right now. He would be so pleased that you played that before he came on. I'm going to have to tell him.
Okay.
I think he'll like hearing that.
Good.
All right, welcome back to the return engagement. Hey, JT, I'm going to show Christine the fun thing. Welcome to the return engagement.
Engagement.
Engagement. What do you think? So for those who aren't aware what that sound is, she is actually hitting herself in the head with the microphone. A common response we've had with people who've been in the studio with us over the years.
Oh, my God!
Yeah, I know. I thought it was pretty cool myself.
No, it wasn't at all. That went through my head.
Fantastic?
No.
Stupendous? Gobsmacking?
Well, you know, the stew part of it was right.
Okay.
Dependence, no. More like the part of your psyche that is buried.
Oh, the superego? Because I just go to the bathroom whenever I want.
Wow.
No, that
wow,
would
that's
be,
just weird.
No, the id.
Oh, the id.
Yeah, the stew.
The steward.
Yeah, yeah.
Id. Yeah, the steward.
Steward, yeah. Yeah. Totally.
No.
No? No?
Apparently not.
No.
It's okay.
Okay. Okay.
Well,
I guess we'll just move on.
Okay.
Okay. So,
dry really, your eyes.
Really easy. Really not awkward like. We're going to ease into Connecticut and visit again with Barbara.
Dry your eyes. Oh. What are you whispering?
I was trying to kind of go a little bit more NPR show feel.
Okay. I didn't know why you were whispering.
I got so we have the Colorado that. We have the Colorado station here, CPR, and every morning it's so nice because it's always something like, and it's just a nice, beautiful winter morning here in Denver, Colorado. Be careful. Everyone is spinning out of control and will possibly cause multiple fatalities. They'll say things just so calmly and nicely. Yeah.
It's so quiet. Yeah.
So quiet and relaxed in the face of crushing, you know, crushing
awfulness,
existential angst.
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah.
Awfulness. Yes. There's a lot of awfulness in the world lately, and the sadness of Mary Oliver passing away yesterday was really, like, almost too much to bear, because she's, like, been a staple in the poetry world for years and years, and you always expect to see her somewhere in the poetry field, and so... I'm reading one of her poems tonight in memory of her. And it's kind of suited to the snow. We won't be getting much snow, but she's talking about snow. Anyway, it's called White Eyes by Mary Oliver. In winter, all the singing is in the tops of the trees where the wind bird with its white eyes shoves and pushes among the branches. Like any of us, he wants to go to sleep, but he's restless. He has an idea, and slowly it unfolds from under his beating wings as long as he stays awake. But his big round music, after all, is too breathy to last. So it's over. In the pine crown, he makes his nest. He's done all he can. I don't know the name of this bird. I only imagine his glittering beak tucked in a white wing, while the clouds, which he has summoned from the north, which he has taught to be mild and silent, thicken and begin to fall into the world below, like stars or the feathers of some unimaginable bird that loves us, that is asleep now and silent, that has turned itself into snow. End poem.
It's a beautiful read. Thank you, Barbara.
You're welcome. I just saw we lost Carol Channing, too.
Yep. Yeah, yeah.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, my goodness. She was also very old. She was another person who kept herself, like, really, like, vegan for a very, very long time. She only ate certain foods. Anyway. Yeah, her poems just, you know, rooted in reality, and yet they sweep you away. And that's kind of what poetry should do. It should sweep you away. Anyway, I'm going to get off, and I guess we have how many people tonight for the return?
I think, let's see, we got another, six.
Okay, I'm going to get off the phone and say goodnight to you guys, and thank you. So far, really good show. And you remember that one that you
I don't remember which song I sang.
I'm going to have to send you the MPS that I have.
Okay, no, that'd be great. That'd be great.
Yeah, it's I have to send it to you. Okay. All right, I'll talk to you later.
Thank you.
A great week, and hopefully you guys won't get too much snow either. Okay.
All right, thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye. And that was Barbara calling from Connecticut. The mountains are getting positively pummeled at the moment, from what I hear. Pummeled with snow.
Getting it in the tuchus.
They're getting it right up the tuchus.
What, if we say the word, we get extra?
Yeah, see, they pay us when we say tuchus. She explained how it worked over the break.
Oh.
So yeah. We have to keep saying the word from our sponsor.
Really, the deal she came up with is just mashugana.
Kind of, yeah. Yeah, it would be.
Yeah.
Hey, but it works.
All right, let's go to Michigan and visit with Dennis. Hello, Dennis.
Hello.
Welcome back.
I'm back. All right.
It's been such a long time.
Too long. Much too long.
Much too long.
You never call. You never write.
Oh, shame. For the shame of it. That's what I need, another guilt trip.
Yeah, right. All right. Dennis, what do you got for us this time?
All right. Since you've named the poet of the month, I thought I'd read one of his poems.
All right.
And the title is, Who Am I? My head knocks against the stars. My feet are on the hilltops. My fingertips are in the valleys and shores of universal life. Down in the sounding foam of primal things, I reach my hands and play with pebbles of destiny. I have been to hell and back many times. I know all about heaven, for I have talked with God. I dabble in the blood and guts of the terrible. I know the passionate seizure of beauty and the marvelous rebellion of man at all signs reading, keep off. My name is Truth, and I
him the most elusive captive in the universe. End of poem. A poem written by Carl Sandburg.
There's a strength in his language that I know it sounds funny to say this, and it's not totally thought out, but I wish that we would remember the strength that comes out of Carl Sandburg's poetry as a country, you know.
Yes, I agree with that.
Yeah.
Man. He was down to earth, but so expressive about the things he wrote about.
Yes. Yeah. I think that's a really good
He's
word for
passionate.
Him too. Yep. Passion. Yes. Yeah. And it was his own brand of passion. And I can see why he resonates so much with the experience of the American spirit, you know, in itself.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Dennis, thanks. Great choice. Honest, like sincerely, great choice. And thank you for sharing.
He has a lot of good stuff to pick from. So
he does.
That wasn't too hard.
He really does, though. Right. You're right.
I'm going to step aside, let the next poet step up to the mic. Then I'm going to say, God bless.
God bless, Dennis.
God bless. God bless. Thank you.
God bless it.
Just to clarify what happened there, I mixed the word bless and Dennis together.
Blennis?
That's what I said.
Well, hey.
Hey, we found a new pen name for him. Blennis.
Blennis? All right. That'll be interesting.
That'll be my rapper name. Lil Blennis.
Lil Blennis.
I completely planted the seed of doubt in a lot of my students' names who really like, there's this whole new rapper trend called mumble rap where a lot of the rappers have Lil in front of their name.
Yeah.
I go, wouldn't it be funny if all the rappers with the word Lil, if there's a little like little secret thing that you can't call yourself that unless you're under 5 foot one?
Ooh.
What if they're all under 5 feet tall or like 5 feet tall?
That would be
Not that
funny.
It discounts any of the, you know,
right.
fine. But it would just be great if everyone named Lil was actually Lil.
It would be cool.
I guess. These are things I think about late at night.
I can tell.
We need to find you a girlfriend.
He doesn't have time. He's way too busy for
Well.
Anyway.
Nah, you know, somewhere between punching myself in the face and all my writing projects.
Yeah.
Fuck, my fingers act.
All right. Let's move on. Let's move off that weird subject. Okay. We're going to go now to Pennsylvania. That's not weird. Let's talk to Jim.
Hello.
Hey, Jim. Smooth intro there, like a baby's bottom.
Well, snowballs keep hitting in the head. That's pretty much all I got.
That's pretty good, though. That's pretty good.
Ow, stop hitting me. Snowballs.
Yeah, yeah. You tell them.
Albino brain chiggers.
Nice. Okay.
Hardened dandruff from heaven.
That's there. There you go.
Proof that God needs to use Head and Shoulders.
Okay.
It's
all right.
A thing.
All right, Jim. What do you have for us? What do you have for us this time?
It's one I just wrote 2 days ago. Daphne versus Velma. Beauty lies in the beholder's eyes, and mine long for Velma. This is not to say that Daphne's not okay, but she's more of a twig, unable to hold a candle to Velma's voluptuous body or give me reason to shout, hubba, hubba. End of poem.
Rut-roll, Raggy.
Mr. Wicks!
Who are you calling Raggy? Jim, we enjoyed it, man.
That was really good. I like that.
Thank you.
Happy to have you back. Hope you enjoyed the surprise. We saved that for you. And so
Thank
we're glad
you
get to hear it.
Dilly Dilly.
Dilly
Dilly. Dilly Dilly.
Not a thing.
It is good.
All right. Thank you, Jim. And that was Jim calling from Pennsylvania.
It was really nice of you to sing that, by the way.
Oh, absolutely. Really, thank you. You know, what am I supposed to do when you're forcing me?
Well, you know, I appreciate it. I just, you know.
I don't remember seeing a knife at your neck.
It's on the strings
of your guitar.
It's on the toes.
Oh.
Yeah. He's got a toe knife.
No, those are just his nails.
Toe knives. No, you know, actually, and this is going to make no sense to almost everybody listening. Maybe a few people will get it, but the melody's beautiful, and it's got this thing that I love, which is uses the Lydian mode. That that second note, that's a sharp four, and I love that kind of progression that happens. So when I listened to it, I thought, oh, this is an old ballad and using a Lydian thing. I really, really enjoyed it. So. But I did the original version, not the one with the added, if you're dilly, dilly hard, does it, that's added later. And I actually really enjoy it. Hmm. Still not a thing, though. Let's go to Texas.
Dilly, dilly.
And visit the Franz. Hey, Eric, how's it going?
It's going good.
All right, man. Welcome back.
Thank you.
All right. So what do you got for us?
Well, actually, I got something different than what I normally read, but that's all right. This is actually a poem I wrote at a church camp whenever I was, right after I graduated, I went to a church camp. And we had to write a poem or a letter to our parents. And so this is to my mother. It's a little different than how I am now, but it's all right. It's still respect to her. So, all right, you ready?
Yep.
All right. To my mother, you are the one that conceived me. You are the one who taught me how to be trustworthy. You are the one who taught me obedience, who taught me what is good and what is bad. You taught me that you have to give to receive respect. You taught me to strive to succeed in all things. You brought me up righteousness. You taught me never to give up in anything, no matter how much I've wanted to. For I can do anything I want, if only I wanted to. I am your firstborn of you and Rick. You were the one that worked to put bread on our table when Rick didn't. You are the one who left Rick for what reason is not my concern. You are the one who found and married Eddie, who eventually adopted your kids. This made Eddie our real dad by law. Eddie worked his butt off to make sure we always had food on our table. He actually cares for us and took care of us. You taught me how to pray, fast, and ponder. You taught me to read and write. You taught me to walk and talk. You helped me in overcoming my comprehension problems. You don't know how deeply my gratitude and my love for you is. I appreciate everything that you have done for me. It takes one hell of a woman to bring up her children as you did. With all my love, gratitude, and debt, this poem has been written to you. That's in peace.
That's a really heartfelt piece.
Yes, it is. It's been a while. Actually, I wrote, and thank you. I don't know if I read it.
I
wrote it on my poem. I might have shared it, actually. I don't know if it was last Mother's Day or the previous one. I actually wrote my mom an updated version of that, and it was more of a letter poem than that. But it was actually like 3 to 5 pages long, and I actually wrote it and gave it to her for Mother's Day. And I did the same thing with my grandma, too. And they loved it. They took it to their church and showed it to their. They teach 3-year-olds for Sunday school.
And they use that in their lesson too. So.
Oh, well, cool. But, that's great.
Yeah, and they loved it.
I so, bet they did. I bet they did it. That kind of stuff really matters, you know.
Oh yeah, it does. Yeah, love's a big thing. So.
Yeah.
But thanks so much for having me, and thanks for the platform. And I'm gonna try to come as much as I can. So, and I've been working late hours too. Got off at I think 7 today or 6:30 or 7, somewhere in there. But we do a lot of traveling too, and so we have to mess that. And so I've decided I'm gonna start writing. I'm writing at least one or two poems for my book, the one I mentioned earlier. So,
well, great,
and
man.
Unfortunately,
we're looking forward to it.
Facebook. Thank you. One last thing. Sorry.
It's okay. It's okay.
Sorry to interrupt, but Facebook has me disabled, I guess, forever due to suspicious activity. Or unusual suspicious activity. There we go. So I don't know what all that means. I guess I'm still hacked or something.
Were you still sending videos dressed up with you dressed up like a fish singing Christmas carols to people?
That was only you, Michael.
Of course.
Well, can you blame him then, Eric?
Right. Yeah. No, I think what it is I'm too radical, and I think some people took my phones the wrong way. And they cried and complained about it. But Facebook has been getting hacked like crazy lately, too. So I have lots of other friends that had the same problem. So, but I'm going to let you guys go, and I'm going to get something to eat. It's been a long night, and I got to get up. More than likely, I'm working in the morning, too. So.
All right, buddy. Thank you so much for everything. And happy to hear your voice.
You're welcome. Thanks so much, guys. And have a good night.
You, too. We'll talk to you soon.
Until next time.
Till next time.
Will see you.
All right.
Bye.
And that was Eric Collin from Texas. Really heartfelt piece to his mother there. All right. Jeti.
Jotete.
Let us now go to Arizona.
I don't know why Arizona has a French accent.
Hello. Hello, Mary. How are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hello? I don't understand.
It took way too long. Way too long.
¿Qué pasa?
No,
me and Christine alone could cover an hour right now with
this alone. JT and I are just going to go have a sandwich or something. We'll be back.
Come on. Let's do this. All right. poetry. Oh, yeah. Poetry.
Oh, yeah.
I scribbled a little something. I scribble when I can. Sometimes I can't even bring myself to write the words. Sometimes I'm depressed so bad that I write them and then I really don't want to look at them again. But I'm glad that I wrote them. So, that sort of thing. So sure. This is my little scribble. I got George Winston playing December in the background. Root growth underneath. There's a longing in the winter desert. That's now become familiar to me, though I did not grow up here, but rather in the north forests. There's a truth in the naked beauty of the earth at rest and all its capacities, realized in the quiet landscapes, north through south. Though it's hard for me to accept sometimes, because I seem to always wait for spring. I love the silent, vibrant sounds that come in the winter desert. A calling chirp from yonder distance. A pair of wings fly overhead. And a silent lizard scurries about its day, stopping to gaze in the sun as it passes slow back to the horizon. And the leaves rustle. I feel the rhythm of my reflections here. I feel the thunder in my soul. I feel the resting nature of our gentlest humanness, calling me to take this life gratefully and gracefully too.
the quiet acceptance of the seasons amidst winter. And boom.
Beautifully done. Beautifully done.
Wait a minute. Wait a minute. That was a scribble?
Yep.
I can't make two words even make a sentence
Christine,
in a scribble.
Christine, if you thought, you would see the scribble that it was.
The crazy thing about that, Christine, is that she wrote that with ketchup.
Are you sure?
Yes.
It's ketchup?
Well, I hope so.
No, I take these aromatic oils. They're in different colors, and I blend them. I get a real nice blend. And then I take a little, like a calligraphic pen. Uh-huh. I'm into that. No, I was in my 20s, and I wrote Bible verses, but we're not going to talk about that.
Fair enough.
That's all right.
Fair enough. Scribble or not,
but
beautiful.
Not in blood. No, never in blood. That's when my
well, that's where you went wrong.
Maybe if I'd done a little more self-letting.
Exactly. Self-letting, you know. All kinds. The more out there you get, the more Aleister Crowley's worked into your poetry, the better. We've seen this throughout history, right?
I can only go Poe.
Yeah, exactly.
Poe is bright to me, you know, Poe.
Oh, wow. To me as well, actually.
Yeah. All right.
Mary, thank you.
I'm hoping for spring, and I believe it's coming right around some corner.
Spring will spring, and so will I.
Mm-hmm. Ew.
All right. Thank you, guys. It was lovely.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank
you, Mary.
I felt like I was right there with you.
that would be the slinkies in the corner. They're inspirational. Thank you.
Oh.
And that was Mary.
Happy day in Denver.
Thank you, Mary.
Thank you, Mary.
We'll talk to you soon.
Good night.
Good night. And that was Mary calling from Arizona. I think inspirational slinkies is a good idea. Also, did I tell you the business idea the kids told me about the other day? They were telling me I should start this company. And okay. I think this is, I don't think there's any market for this, but it just sounds like such an amazing product. They said I should find a way to make creepy looking baby dolls actually be drones you can control.
Yes.
And then have it where you speak into a microphone on the controller and their mouths move. And the sound comes out of the speaker in there. So I could have a creepy baby fly up behind someone and go, Brandon. You know, I could do that kind of thing.
Yeah, but just watch my husband's face when he realizes all the stuff I could do with something like that. Look at
But I mean, eventually, Bad wouldn't Rob. It? But here's Bad the thing, Rob. Though. It's like that, and it would maybe be like that for a few weeks. But after a while, if she kept that, it would just get to be just kind of just annoying. So the yep. best part is, though, someone else comes over to the house. You're walking by. Okay, fair enough. But
no, you're fine.
But suddenly the baby flies by, says something, and you just like knock it aside and keep walking. You're like, what is that?
The problem is JT knows I wouldn't keep doing it to him. I just make him sit there and watch as I torture everybody else on the street.
Oh, well, see, that would be fun, actually. See, I would come over and watch that. That would be enough reason for us in the summer to just sit on the porch, hang out, watch Christine torture people with the flying baby doll.
That'd be kind of neat.
All American good stuff. Now get off my Kentucky bluegrass. All right, let's go now. Speaking of Kentucky, let's not go there. Let's go to Alabama instead and visit with Stan. Hey, Stan, I think we're having that Skype issue again. I'm so sorry about that. If you could give us a call back, we'd appreciate it. Hey, JT, you ever thought about doing a strongly worded email to Skype?
Yes, actually. I might even call them on Monday.
Okay.
Dun.
Hey, Stan. Welcome back.
Corona for sale, I rent. Room to let 50 cents. Ain't no phone, no pool, no pets. Ain't got one cigarette worth. 2 hours of pushing a broom, a dozen, 8x12 four-bit room. I'm a man of means, by no means. King of the road. You gotta love some Roger Miller now.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. It's a great tune, man.
Yeah, it is.
We were rocking out over here. I thought we were going to keep going.
Have you ever, Stan, maybe you have. Have you, and I've definitely, have you ever looked up the Rat Pack Live from the Sands on YouTube? There's a full concert. Quincy Jones is conducting in the background. And
really?
Oh, yeah. Look it up. It's like an hour long, maybe an hour and a half. And it's the actual Rat Pack in their prime. And just a great, great concert. Sammy Davis Jr. is unreal.
Oh, well, I could love that. As long as Joey Bishop doesn't sing, I'll be fine.
I don't think he does. I think
it's mostly
well, Johnny Carson is the MC, young Johnny Carson. Even younger, Quincy Jones is the orchestra conductor. And then you got Sinatra, you got Dean Martin, and
Sammy.
Yeah, my name recall's crap. Wow. I'm sorry. Yeah, it's great. So if look it up on YouTube. It's there. It's.
You don't have to, because I like that. You know, that's like, you can do. That's the nice thing about certain music like that one.
Yeah.
And like even King, and even like Rockin' Robin, you slow it down, you put a little mellow to it, and it comes out sweet. It does.
Yeah, it really does. And those songs are still beautiful, and people who hear them for the first time, you'd be surprised how many kids I talk to, who say that Sinatra is one of their top musical acts that they love. There's more than a few.
Oh yeah. Oh. Yeah. He was the chairman of the board. He was.
That's right. It was the singing and the mafia that helped that. So anyway, all right, Stan, what do you got for us?
we don't discuss those things like that on the air.
Hey,
okay?
Hey, you know I can. Hey, you know.
Well, I'll tell you what I got here for a piece. I actually looked at a few of Mr. Carl Sandburg's poems, and I found one. Wow. It's not a long one, you know, and he's written some poems. But this one is powerful. I enjoyed reading it, and I'm going to enjoy reading it to you. And it's called At the Window. Give me hunger. Oh, you gods that sit and give the world its orders. Give me hunger, pain, and want. Shut me out with shame and failure from your doors of gold and fame. Give me your shabbiest, weariest hunger. But leave me a little love, a voice to speak to me in the day end, a hand to touch me in the dark room, breaking the long loneliness. In the dusk of day, shapes blurring the sunset, one little wandering western star thrust out from the changing shores of shadow. Let me go to the window, watch there the day, shapes of dusk, and wait and know the coming of a little love. End piece, a poem by Carl Sandburg.
You see why he's the POM, right?
Oh, yeah. Yes.
Man.
Don't say it.
But he didn't.
Yeah, I'm watching it, Christine. I'm not going to say.
No, I was warning Stan.
Yeah. No. Don't. Whatever you do, don't say it. Perfect.
Come find me in Alabama.
I don't care. Click. Runs off.
Phone drop.
That's like the guy that called up his boss and cussed him for a half hour. And he goes, do you know who this is? And his boss said, no. He goes, good. I'm
click.
Perfect. All right. Hey, Stan, thank you for that. Great choice for the piece. As always, a great read. And we just really appreciate your friendship and everything you bring to us and bring to the show every week. Thanks again.
Gentlemen, it is my pleasure. Thank you so much for this venue.
You got it.
And on to the next.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
All right. Good night. And that was Stan calling from Alabama, rounding out the return engagement.
Not squaring out?
Nope.
No, because there was only was three segments, so technically
triangling out.
Yes. Okay. So now
We are going to do a little thing I like to say. Say goodnight. So this is how we're going to do it.
Oh,
number
Lord.
One. Number one. No. Okay, I'll just do it normally. From myself, from JT, from Christine, from Novia, the studio cat, who still is upset I haven't petted her in 5 years now.
Something like that.
Ursa, the studio dog. From all of us here to you, thank you so much for spending the time with us. If you are in a place that's going to be affected by the snow, please take care. Stay warm. Write some great poetry. Read some great books. Watch some great movies. Listen to some great music. And we'll talk to you next time. We are not on the air. We need to draw. We should have been mentioning this earlier in the show. We are not on the air next Friday. We'll be off the air, and I'll be out of town. So we'll be off the air next week. We'll be returning in 2 weeks' time from now. Until then, we will we'll be in touch. We'll be thinking about you. We'll be writing, and you keep writing. And we love you. Good night.